Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 19 and 20. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. How secure are you? Is your job safe, or is there a layoff coming? How about your health? Or what if you had a serious car accident, or your home caught on fire? Or what if? Important questions. But in reality, they are insignificant in comparison to, what is my relationship to God? Or this question, when I die, where will I go? Now those questions simply have to be answered, or there will be a nagging sense of worry, emptiness, insecurity. Problem is, as we look into our hearts and minds, we're not helped. Have we been perfectly patient with those around us? Have we always been an example of Christ-like love toward others? Or do we see in ourselves a rash of impatience, unkindness, and selfishness? That's more insecurity. Jesus' disciples understood insecurity. They locked themselves in a room. They had no idea what was going to happen next, no idea where their life was going, just no idea. And then Jesus miraculously appeared and stood among them. And what did he do? He showed them his hands and his side. Those pierced hands and side were proof that the disciples were forgiven. Jesus' suffering on the cross and death was full payment for all their sins. The crucified and now risen Jesus was proof that the favor of God was upon them and heaven was open to them. "Look," Jesus says, "also to you, look at my hands, look at my side. You're forgiven, loved by God. Heaven is your home, and you have my peace." Jesus, my risen Savior, often I'm nervous and afraid. Forgive me. Focus my attention on your pierced hands and side, that I might see clearly that my sins are forgiven, and you have opened heaven for me. Fill me with your peace. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.